Mecca Faitere is kindly with us for Kōrero today. A new residential safe space has been running for a few months now in Tairawhiti, aiming to support people recovering from methamphetamine addiction by bridging the critical gaps before and after rehab. Hey, Mecca, it's neat to catch up with you again. Tēnā koe.
Huh?
Hi, Mecca. Tēnā koe.
Tēnā koe, Dale. Kei taha.
Pairawatu. Good to talk with you again, Mecca. I was wanting to chase you down for a kōrero about life. I'll do that another time. But, you know, you're freed from the shackles of political representation, but hardly going to ground and, you know, spending time in the Mata Kai. Tell us about Te Whare Whakawātea and how does that differ from traditional rehab and detox services currently available to people seeking recovery and support. How did you get involved here as well, please, Mecca?
Yeah, so obviously based in Tairawhiti at the moment, Dale, and was offered the opportunity to implement this kaupapa, Te Whare Whakawātea. So this is Tairawhiti's very first 24/7 fully staffed pre and post rehabilitation whare. It's a 12-month pilot, Dale, delivered under the korowai of Tūranga House in partnership with Te Mauri at Te Pono Trust, which is a whānau-led service supporting whānau on their alcohol and drug recovery journey. So this whare, like I said, has been probably operating now for 2 months. There's been a lot of back work. It's not a detox, Dale. It's not a rehab. But we've identified in the sort of continuum of care of people wanting to get off methamphetamine is that you've got very limited options. You present acute care at the hospital and then you go home and then you've got to wait for time to open up in rehabs around the country. So this is a small way to address a gap in the system of whānau coming in. It's not a clinical house. It's just a place to for them to commit to recovery. We can take them up to 8 weeks. And within that time, we want them to journey on to rehab. We don't have any rehabilitation systems or places here in Tairawhiti. We do have marae base rehab called Huarahi Pai, but it's not house funded. So all we're trying to do here is identify a need in our community. Meth is a big scourge in our region particularly, and we just want to ase whānau not only towards rehab by getting them ready for rehab, but also being a safe place when they come out and re-engage in their community and their whānau.
Yeah, meth is so addictive, of course, and if you're in the community and with the relationships that have been part of the problem, just getting away from them can be problematic. You can't go and live on a tent on the top of a hill, but you sort of need to try and get yourself away from the people, other people who are using. And whilst there aren't any clinical services at, I'm picking at Te Whare Whakawātea, it is a safe space. And those two words are hugely important, vital, in fact. So what happens? Those who are committed to getting off the gear, find their way to Whakawātea, what's there for them? How would you describe the support and how meaningful it has been to those you've seen interacting with this approach?
So given it's a pilot, you know, we've worked with our providers in Tairawhiti, they're all aware of this. We're limited to 4 beds, and the reason why we're limited, because there's a whole lot of house and bylaws from Gisborne District Council. So we've limited ourselves to 4 beds. Of course, we've got relationships with providers, so they don't just come to the house, they don't self-present. We work with Tūranga House, obviously, I said. We're korowai by Tūranga House. They have mental health nurses. They're a big provider here in Tairawhiti. Mauri Te Pono is another provider that we work with, and our Community Mental Health Agency, which is an extension of our hospital. So we work with those providers who come in contact with whānau, who are committing to want to come off meth. So that relationship continues with that provider. When the whānau comes into our whare, we do a full assessment for safety concerns. We do whānau plans so they know what to expect and what the rules are of the whare. And ultimately, it's their commitment to going to rehab. They can leave at any time. It's not like a prison. We limit, we take those that have whānau support, because of the 6 intakes we've had in the last 2 months, I want to share a bit of stats with you, Dale, because we've only been running for 2 months. We've had 13 referrals. We've taken 6 whānau. One's in rehab, one's waiting for a rehab date, and 2 are in the process of being assessed to go to rehab. So that's not bad for two months of operating. So when they're with us, we have day programs where we take them out. So when I say day programs, Motu Tupono, our partner, runs a lot of recovery programs, Narcotics Anonymous. So those whānau go to those programs on a day-to-day basis. So we keep them actively, and they're under watch with staff. So staff travel with them at all times. We have wānangas on weekends. So we fill their day up with activities that focus them towards preparing to go into rehab. And like I said, for the 2 months, having one in there, one with a date and 2 waiting on dates is pretty good going.
Yeah, tēnā koe. What age? Mixed gender? We tend to think of it as a youth problem, but we also know that it can, the grips of methamphetamine avoids no one. Some of our parents, even our nannies and kōrōs, sometimes intertwined here. What would you say is the traits, I suppose, or the gender demographic of those you're working with most?
So those that have presented, majority of Māori, we've had non-Māori come in and our doors are open to all. But the ones we've had through the whare have been all Māori. We have a dedicated whare for males and a dedicated whare for females. We have a 50-50 split of staff. So we have males with males and females with females. Generally, they come in with not just meth addiction. You'll have multiple layers of addiction, whether it's alcohol. Some present as homeless. Some present either just coming out of prison. Particularly the women have multiple issues around access to children. So all these layers come out from the 2 months we've been operating. And, you know, the whare does not do any clinical services, but we're pushed to create those relationships with rehabs, with providers, and with the whānau coming in, particularly with their whānau. So it's been a really sharp learning curve, but it's our contribution to methamphetamine addiction here in Te Tairawhiti. And, you know, like I said, so far, you just don't know who's going to come through your doors. You don't get to select. You have to ensure that you've got that strong relationship with providers who have the history with the particular whānau, and you work with them on a day-to-day basis to ensure you've got the right person. So we don't choose that it's rangatahi or male or female. We just accept who's coming through the door, depending that we've got a bed available for them.
It's an exemplar, really, because the issue of methamphetamine addiction and addiction per se is one that, you know, it's right around every region of New Zealand. So we can call on Wellington and politicians to fund care models. What's most inspiring here is it feels as though we're doing something for ourselves, Mecca. The buy-in from Tūranga Health, for instance, is a model that could be replicated. How are you to evaluate the success of this independent approach to tautoko those who find themselves in difficulty?
Yeah, so Dale, what I forgot to mention, this is a multi-agents funded kaupapa. And when I mean multi-agents, it's come from the Resilience Organised Crime and Communities, the ROC Fund. It's a 12-month pilot, so it's not health funded. I actually think it should be because of all the things that we've just talked about. But at the moment, it's from proceeds of crime because obviously they don't want to reduce harm in our communities and the impact meth has in Tairawhiti. So that's who's funding this pilot. Clearly, with the successes that's indicated in the first quarter, we'd be looking at going back to them for something ongoing or assistance to pivot into health. But right now, it's a pilot. There's no one coming in to say, hey, we'd like to continue this, but I'm confident that after 6 months, you'll see some stats that will be quite positive. And the way that it's been done, it's all shrouded in kaupapa models. We use the Māori methodology of tapawha, and other Māori mental health and addiction models guide our work. And I think the results are starting to show. But like I said, you just never know from day one what's going to walk through the door, and sort of the relationship between whānau and the whare. Our kaimahi, exceptional bunch of kaimahi, and of course with the support of Tūranga Health and our partner with Māori Te Pono, I think we've got a tight unit there, and all we've got our heads down and want to just do a really good job over the next 10 months that we've got left of the pilot.
Yeah, tēnā koe. I hope it's satisfying for you as well, Mika. It's something to sink your teeth into. It's very purposeful. And if we can help one of our whānau, get to break free of the grips of addiction, then, that must be tremendously uplifting for all. If the pilot does prove successful, what would a future Tairā Whiti addiction recovery system, including a potential regional rehabilitation centre, look like?
Yes. That's the hope. That is the hope, that we have a regionally based, localised rehabilitation centre that is shrouded in the way Tairā Whiti does things. So kaupapa Māori, the way that we bring in whānau, to support those that we are helping to heal, because that's about stepping forward and taking responsibility. The evaluation should generate, like I said, in about 6 months' time, whether this is a model worth supporting and continuing. My early take on it for the first 2 months, it is. And so the idea is test the model, take the learnings, improve the model, but ultimately, why do we have to send our whānau out of region because there's no rehabilitations locally, and no criticism of those rehabs around the country described. Not all of them follow kaupapa Māori models of care, and rather than criticise, then let's build our own. So this is a stepping stone into unlocking a tailored rehab for Tairā Whiti that understands how we operate here, knows people, and are committed to sort of the change that we all want here for our region and for our whānau.
Wonderful talking with you again, Mika. Thanks so much. All the best with the mahi that you're doing, and looking forward to another conversation soon at Te Tuhine. Ngā mihi,
Ngā koe, Dale.
Great to catch up again. Thanks, Mika.
Kia ora.
Kia ora, ngā mihi.